Like it's all over now, dog. It's all out in the open. No more hiding, no more lies, no more disappointments. Everything's out in the open. Yeah. I thought we had a Garden of Eden, and we did before we came along, before the fruits in the midst of his garden became the fruits that turned you on. Before God, we were joined together. Taken apart. That's why I will deliver the papers. You and him that made a brand new start. Everything's out in the open.
Oh, Johnny Taylor, everything's out in the open. What's going on, everybody? This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Thursday. Today's Thursday, October the 14th. Woo! Time's going by so fast. I say that on every podcast, seem like. But it is. Time never stops. It continues to go. Regardless if we decide to move or if we decide to progress or regress or whatever, time is not stopping. It's going to keep going. Today's podcast is about ignoring the red flags. Ignoring the red flags in a relationship. Ignoring the red flags in a relationship with your parents, your kids, your significant other, your husband, your wife, regardless of what the situation is. It's really sad that a lot of people don't realize that they have ignored the red flags altogether, because the simple fact is they are so caught up on the point of this eternal bliss. Like, you could be in a relationship with somebody for so long, or you could just start off being with somebody and they have captivated your process of your existence, and you just fall madly in love with them, or madly in love with the situation, or madly in love with the things that person is doing for you, that they're bringing something to you that you were lacking. But you miss out on the point by not realizing that person is really not for you because you ignored the red flags. Case in point, I could just say from my previous marriage, I ignored all the red flags or whatever the case may be. Not, you know, being young and, you know, dumb and naive with a lot of different things, and not just like understanding my worth, coming up into broken homes and stuff like that, not having those type of having a strong bond and relationship, being able to see how a relationship should go, or just like no role models or something and so forth. But even the people that was around me, I you would think that you would try to absorb their relationships and stuff like that. They used to say that it takes a village to raise a family and so forth and so on. Now, that maybe that was back in coon days, but it damn sure ain't today, because people are so neglectful. They don't believe in the point of cultivating their relationships and stuff. They just look at the point of just, you know, just how things are, or what they want to be. They don't look at it as how it's supposed to be, or how it needs to be, or just within reality of itself. A lot of people don't realize that we ignore a lot of the red flags. You get in a relationship with somebody, they don't, they're not exercising, they're not thinking about their health. That's, you know, within me, you know, thinking about the big picture of wanting the same things that you want or desire, meaning you know, it don't have to always be the same thing, but you gotta have at least some type of avenue. We trying to reach this stop sign together. A lot of people don't look at that, you know. They don't look at the whole regard or the point of appreciating the themselves or the other individual. They'll be real disrespectful and so forth and so on. It just doesn't make any sense. Case in point, back in the day, I can't remember the guy or what was happening back in, I guess, in the physical slavery era, where a man got killed for looking at a white woman. Okay, let me tell y'all something. And I'm not saying that it don't happen today, or people don't do that type of thing today. I don't know. I just know that, you know what I'm saying, that I could be very lustful within a lot of different things. And it ain't just necessarily the I. It's you. You decide if you want to lust after somebody else and you're in a relationship. You got to be to the point of being more respectful and cultivating your relationship and appreciating it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that people don't appease you, that you see and stuff like that. But at the same time, you just do stuff in a respectful way. But once a person shows you that they can't respect you to that magnitude, that's a red flag. There's a lot of different red flags that we miss out on in relationships that we don't realize. It's really sad. People don't understand the point of cultivating and respecting one another. They just do the things how they want to do them and just leaving it at that. And then don't have no regard behind it. Like, you got some people out here in this world that are just so selfish. They'll feel like as if that relationship that they were in for however long and that person hurt them, but actuality, they hurt that person. Okay, let me explain that to you. I talk about the point of my past marriage and the pain that I went through from time to time, but I also was the person that that put on pain as well, because the simple fact is, I might have didn't get out and cheat or fight and do all this old that type of stuff, but you know, sometimes a relationship is goes on to the point of, you know, nurturing and mentality, and I didn't even know how to have a husband or how to have a relationship or whatever. I'm just going by what I felt at that particular time, and not saying that all the times were bad. You just got to look at the point that in that other person's perspective, if the other person is not telling you, you know, what they desire and stuff like that, or what they want, or maybe if that person is giving you a whole bunch of lies and then you see that their actions is something totally different, then that's a red flag as well. So you can't always just play the victim in a relationship, because the simple fact is that, you know, people are different and we change just like time. Time changes every day. We change. We adapt. We are connected to time. A lot of people think that, hey, this is what you told me you wanted or whatever. Then over the years, it's supposed to stay that way. No, it does not. It don't stay that way. Some people attach themselves onto other stuff. Some people get weak in the point of just society, of seeing other things that's around them. They allow that to absorb them, and then they react or whatever. Just different red flags. Another red flag is, you know, a lot of us came up to the point of the African American households where there were a lot of, you know, abuse and stuff that was going on. A lot of people don't like to talk about that. They like to talk about the point of this, you know, this little picket, this White House and this picket fence and stuff like that. And that's not the case. That's not life. That's not life. The reason why I say that is because the simple fact is, before you built that picket fence or built that house or put that picket fence around it or whatever the case may be, you know, it was a struggle. It was something that you had to endure. You had to work at it in order to get that, to get what you desired in your eyesight and stuff like that. So, and then even after that, you done got a house and a picket fence or whatever, you still have to cultivate that house and that picket fence. You still have to paint that fence, make sure the wind don't blow it down. If it blow down or whatever, you got to do stuff in order to work to try to get it put back up. But you got so many different people feel as if that that life is just easy, or relationships are just easy. There's something that you don't have to continue to work at. And you do. You do have to continue to work at it. But when you get to the point you're in a relationship with somebody and they have shown you so many different red flags and you've looked over them, just because somebody tell you they love you, maybe if somebody buy you jewelry, or if the point of they buy you clothes or give you money and stuff like that, that stuff can cease and go away. What about when the person becomes ill or something and they can't give you those things no more? Then you start looking at them all crazy. Oh, okay. This who this person really is. Like, people don't realize that. Sometimes people cover up their red flags by buying gifts and stuff like that. And that's not a good thing, because the simple fact is not all the time we're going to be 100. We just like time. Time changes. And we change. We could be good sometime, but we're not good all the time. Our body deteriorates. We can't work as much as we would like to, or do the things that we used to do. So, you know, you got to be mindful of the different situation. You got to get to know people's spirit. And I brought up the point about the kids, and as well as your mom, your parents and stuff like that. Yeah, parents supposed to love you. Parents supposed to be there for you and stuff like that, or whatever. But there comes a times that children, they'll burn bridges and then look all crazy because of some fact the parents step back and they, you know, with whatever. Like, case in point, some kids, they get to the point of they make it a habit of asking for help or wanting them to bail you out or whatever the case may be. Yeah, of course you want to help your kids and you want to be there for them. But not all the time is that the case. Give you an example. I know this guy that he's, you know, over the years, I don't know what his situation is or what he has going on, but he got caught up. He got caught up within the point of drugs and stuff. And then he wants to go. He keeps getting locked up back and forth over the years. Okay, now you way over almost 50 years old, or maybe 50. And you still going to prison. Like, there comes a times that you should not expect no more from your parents when they don't keep bailing you out. You know, first of all, you don't let them down for making bad decisions. And don't get me wrong, we all, even parents, grown people, I make bad decisions. You make the bad decisions. But when it comes to the point of it being a constant thing, you done burnt your bridges down. Like, you done burned it all the way down or whatever. And then you expect for your parents to keep piecing it together to build it back up. And, you know, at a certain age, it comes a time where you got to grow up and you got to make better decisions. That go for all of us. You know, just like I said, time never stops. It continues to go. So since time never stops, we got to get to the point of making better decisions. We can't keep making the same decisions over and over again, expecting for a different result. You know, a lot of people say time heal wounds. Let me tell you something. I dissected that for a while. Time does heal wounds when you allow it to be healed. But you got some people hold on to those wounds forever, and as if it didn't think that they are going to heal. They'll hold on to it. You know, pain is pain regardless of what the situation is. Me and my husband was talking this morning about different stuff, about, you know, about love and understanding and appreciating one another and so forth. Some of the things that we appreciate that we don't appreciate from one another, we neglect it and we misuse it. So sometimes you have to take a step back and say, hey, you know, I appreciate you for this and I appreciate you from that. I can say that to the point of being straight up and not cheating. And not cheating from within the point, like, I know I'm not cheating and I believe that he's not cheating or whatever the case may be. And we both talk about that because we see so many different people are holding on to pain because the simple fact is that they, that person cheated on them or disrespected them or disrespected the union. And then they'll go off and be with somebody else and be feeling as if, oh, this is about the best thing that ever happened to me. Like, bull crap, man. Come on. You know, you want to, when you leave a relationship, you want to leave on a good terms. And not all the time it be that way. But at the same time, people continue to hold on to relationships because they ignore the red flags. Like, this person is not trying to do no better. They're being lustful with their eyes. They're not coming home. They're not working. They're not cultivating the whole relationship as a whole or whatever. And those things are, those are signs of red flags, period. Like, you can love somebody so much and they can make you feel good. They can make you feel good in bed. They can make you feel good with just like nurturing you within the point of giving you good compliments and at the same time. But if that person is not willing to go the extra mile, or, you know, just do what they need to do in order to try to help the relationship, it doesn't help. It just gets to the point, it just separates you from what reality is. Then you get to start feeling like, man, I done wasted my time. You can't get time back, or whatever the case may be. And if that person decides to go on and decide to not be with you anymore, be with that person anymore, you got to be okay with it, because the simple fact is you chose to not progress with time. And that's it. That's what mainly this podcast should be about. Instead of ignoring red flags, it should be to the point of you're not progressing with time. But, you know, we do have a lot of red flags within the point of relationships, or with family, friends can show you red flags too. You could be a friend to somebody, but then they'll betray you. They'll talk about you behind your back, and you know that they did it. You forgive them, but then at the same time, that was your red flag. You just looked over it. It's just so, even at jobs and stuff like that, some people could be on jobs for 20 and 30 years or whatever, and the people there, they'll come in and they'll bring other people in and give them promotions and keep you the same way. And not to say that they don't train you. Not to say that they're not wanting you to be promoted. But if you bring a whole nother body in at a job or whatever, and you train them, and you had the opportunity to train the person that was there that's working in that field, then that's a red flag. You know, jobs can do that as well. It's just so many different things out there that we look over when it comes down to red flags. Another thing is abuse. You know, it's a mental, physical, and verbal abuse or whatever. If you've been in a relationship and you always being verbally abused or whatever the case may be, that's red flags. If a person verbally abuses other people, you got to be thinking like, hey, they verbally abused that person. What are they going to do when they get mad with me? Those are red flags. Another number one red flag is the point of somebody telling you they sorry after they done hit you. That's the thing. Like, when it comes to, you got to be respectful to one another. But whenever a person shows you who they are, you got to believe them. Like, listen, there's more to life than you out here. Listen, I'm already grown. I don't need you to be trying to put your hands on me to make me do something that you want me to do and I don't want to do. To me, I feel like there's some type of form of force or slavery or something like that. And you don't want to be in a relationship with somebody that wants you to be a slave to them with the point of different stuff. You sit down and you talk about different stuff and you work those things out or whatever. You're not going to always agree, but sometimes it's best to agree to disagree and try to keep it moving or make a decision that, hey, listen, I can't agree on this and we can't agree on this and we need to just separate and go on about our business. Not to the point of you keep being in an abusive relationship over and over again and thinking that that person eventually is going to stop. I'm telling you from experience. I thought that and it never stopped. It never stopped or whatever. It got to the point that it was just enough. You know, enough is enough. When a person get tired of being sick and tired or whatever, I ignored the red flags because you want something to happen or you want that person to change. That person got to want to change. And then sometimes some people don't feel like that they need to change. They'll stay in their same stagnant way because the simple fact is that they want to continue to be disrespectful. Disrespectful to you, disrespectful to themselves, and then they want something better for themselves or whatever. So they can say that, but then that they don't show that, you know. You got to want what's best for you, and you got to do what's best for you. You're the only person that dies for you. You don't die for nobody else. You could be in a relationship with somebody 50 years. You're not going to die for that person. That person's spirit is their spirit, and your spirit is your spirit. So that's just something for you to think about. You got to stop ignoring the red flags because you want to see the good in people. Not all the time. Well, all of us have good and bad in us, but not all the time people possess the point of the goodness in them. I was talking to a friend of mine about the point of, she was so in love with this pastor or whatever the case may be. And like, they ain't never been on a date or anything or whatever. I'm like, girl, how you love him? I just know he just found he's a man of God and this and that there, whatever. Lo and behold, some kind of scandal came out or whatever the case may be. You know, a lot of these people be teaching all these certain things or whatever and want you to do it, but then they going doing the same thing that you're doing. They struggling with it too. Come to find out, he got a whole nother lover. And the lover was somebody that was in the congregation. And this wasn't the first or the second time. This is like the third or the fourth time. And that ain't no telling how many times that he had that type of stuff going on within the congregation. And she was like, oh, I can't believe that I have been getting all my tithes and offering to this guy and to this church and stuff like that. And he come out like this. And I mean, it's like in her mind, she just felt like she was in a whole relationship with this dude. This dude didn't even study her. He wasn't studying her. He was getting popping somebody else, everybody else in the congregation but her. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, you ignore the red flags and different stuff. And it was not his fault that she felt like that, because she the one accumulated that that make-believe relationship or, you know, within different things. You got to get to know people, man. You can't get out here and pretend like that people are don't make mistakes. You make mistakes. People, all of us make mistakes. We all make bad decisions or whatever. But some of these decisions that we make, we can't come back from. We can't come back from. We can't come back from a lot of different decisions or whatever. Some people say that they come back from the point of a person cheating on them or whatever. I say that you never do, because always in the back of your mind, you're going to always think that person is going to do it again. But hey, that's just me and my individualism. It might be somebody else that be like, well, you know, he did it that one time, and you know, or she did it that one time, she ain't gonna do it again. Let me tell you something. It's different within the point of a man and a woman cheating. Like, if a woman get out there and cheat on a man, nine times out of ten, that man ain't gonna take that woman back. I'm just telling you, he's not gonna take that woman back. Now, women, we might get to the point, or some women might get to the point of saying, well, hey, I'll stick with him, I'll be with him and stuff like that. You know, got some women say, oh no, hell no, I ain't taking him back or whatever. It's just according to that person. You know what I'm saying? You can't just look over stuff or whatever the case may be. When you get the red flags with different things or whatever the case may be, by all means, you got to pay attention to them. You got to bring that person on the court. Hey, I see what you're doing. You tell me one thing, but you wind up, you're doing something totally different. Those are red flags or whatever. Call those people out on those or whatever the case may be, because the simple fact is you will get to the point of being on a lifetime of just hurt and pain and stuff. You know, and you being in that relationship with that person, and to the point of it ain't just got to be the point about cheating. Like, in the point about working and having those morals too. You know, not just saying that we live to work or whatever the case may be, but that person got to be willing to want some of the same things or whatever. You just can't be living in this world and not trying to do better for yourself and expecting other people to take care of you. That, to me, that's just some sorry stuff. There's more to life than sitting back and just trying to use people to try to get over. Like, that's what people did in slavery or whatever. They brought people over here to the United States and they got over on them. And you want to go and do it to your own people? Come on, man. Y'all got to wake up. You look at things from a whole different perspective and stop just assuming that things are going to work out. If a person is not willing to try to change themselves or change their behavior, that it ain't no sorry. There's no such thing. I always tell people all the time, you know, telling me you're sorry is nothing. When you change your behavior and doing better, then that's what it is. I tell my sons that all the time. Mom, what you talking about? I said, I told you what the deal is, or whatever the case may be. They'll still come back and try for something else, and I tell the answer always be no. Mama don't never say yeah about nothing. I'll say yeah when you change, or whatever the case may be. So with that being said, you know, you just got to look at the point of different things that's going on that's in life, period. You know, you got to be able to cultivate different things or whatever, and understand that, you know, no one's perfect. There's no such thing as perfect or whatever the case may be. And there's red flags, you know, whenever people try to attest to the point of saying one thing and then doing something totally different or whatever. We got to get to the point of understanding that, you know, life is time, and time is not stopping. It's going to continue to go, and it's going to continue to progress with you or without you. Stop ignoring the red flags with different people or a different situation or whatever the case may be. If a person don't want to change or whatever the case may be, sometimes you have to attach yourself to something else different or do something else different, because the simple fact is you can pray for them, you can beg and plead with them. It's still up to them if they decide they want to change. This is your girl Mental Beauty coming at you on a Thursday, talking about ignoring the red flags. If you see red flags or whatever, you got to take those flags down. Don't continue to try to uphold them. Upholding people in their wrong. If they're wrong, they're wrong. Don't keep just saying, hey, I forgive you, and they continue to do the same thing over and over again. You're not going to get a different result. Y'all have a good day.
I'm in at the holiday. And the woman I was with used to be your best friend. Well, she must need glasses, 'cause that sure wasn't me. Your sister's got a bad case. Mistaken identity. I could easily give you an alibi. All you're gonna do is turn around and call me a liar. Your sister done lied on me. She ought to take it all back. All I got to say is this about that. Didn't see my face.